You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey guys, it is Trish, your host of the Confidence Podcast. I'm your confidence coach. I'm here to encourage you and cheer you on. You're listening to episode number 393 of our show. Y'all, we are inching up on number 400, and that's exciting because this is the little podcast that could. This is the podcast that I started as my business was starting, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if anyone would listen, but I felt God put into my heart to show up and talk and encourage you with tools that I was learning as I was going, and that has been the story. So I'm just happy you're along for the ride and that I get the opportunity to be a voice of encouragement and just support in your life. So what we're talking about today is such a good topic, how to ask for what you want. Because asking for what you want is a confidence skill that can transform literally every element of your life. The more you practice this, what I believe is a four-step process, the more proficient you will be at asking. Most people don't know how to ask for what they want because first off, they don't know what they want and they don't know what they're even deserving of and they don't feel capable or courageous enough to ask for it. The conflict of the potential of the ask not going well is so intimidating that we just settle. And this episode today, this coaching session is going to help you not settle. So we are going to be talking about the framework that you'll need to start feeling confident, to courageously start asking for what you really want in life. But y'all, I'm also going to help you figure out, well, what is it that you really want in life? So more specifically, we're talking about why is it that we chicken out when we know we want to ask for something first and when we do know what we want. And then furthermore, as already promised, how to figure out what you actually want anyways, and then the four steps that I'm going to recommend to help you start practicing asking for what you want. It really comes down to this is a skill, and we practice skills in the same way when you start to like learn anything new, or when you're a little kid and you learn to ride a bike. It's awkward, you fall, you botch it. So that's fine. Anytime you start something new, please don't expect perfection. I'm looking for progression. The more you do something, the better you get at doing it. So it becomes more and more natural. Now, I'm going to tell you that I, as a parent, I'm practicing this. And obviously, I don't know what I'm doing with parenting. Like, guys, I have a five-year-old and a two-year-old. That is my, I have 5 years of experience. That's it. So I'm not by any means claiming proficiency in my parenting, but I am being intentional about some of these, the concepts that I do teach and coach on in my children. And one of the things that I randomly reward them on is bold, big asks. So one day, I think Ellie came up to me. She's my five-year-old. And she said, "Mommy, can I have chocolate milk for breakfast?" And I went, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And like, and then, and I was like, "And I'm going to have a glass of champagne. Let's do it." And she does big asks all the time that I say no to, but I say, "You know what? Because you asked, I'm going to surprise you with something else." And I've just been teaching them and including them in a conversation to say, sometimes you're going to ask for something big and the worst thing I can say is no. And that there's a small chance that I might say yes. And so it's pretty cute watching Ellie teach our two-year-old, her brother, Baker. And he the other day came up and I forget what he asked for, something ridiculous for breakfast that I would never allow. And I looked at her and she's at the age where she'll like kind of be in on the joke with you, and not joke, but like, oh my gosh, like look at him being bold. And I said, "Well, that's a pretty bold thing, don't you think?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Ellie, what do you think? Is it sometimes worth taking a big risk?" And I said, and she said, "Yeah." And she saw as a five-year-old was able to watch the process. And then he asked for something right after, to which I said, "Okay, no, but thank you for asking. It's always a good thing to ask." So by the way, so what I guess I'm saying is that there's no age that's too early to start learning this. And as you learn it yourself, teach it to those around you and just get in the habit of saying, listen, you really never know. And we only get in life what we have the courage to ask for. Because I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going way too much into our coaching already. Let's go ahead and talk. Let me read our review of the week. You guys, your reviews are everything to me. They help the show grow. They help this family. I consider you my podcast family. And I love you. And this spreads and perpetuates the love further. So I got to say thank you to everyone who has written a review. You know who you are. And for those of you who keep thinking it's time, go ahead and pay it forward. So this is the review from Leah R. Cole. She said, perfect balance of faith and self-help. For those of us with inner demons that try to sabotage our potential, Trish is the voice and guide that cuts through the lies and recenters in truth. Thank you, Trish, for your unique perspective in all areas of confidence, success, sports and fitness, female leadership, and living the vibrant life that we were all made for. I've so appreciated your vulnerability and your confidence, especially in speaking about faith and the hope of heaven. It's hard to find speakers and coaches who will walk the tightrope between self-help and Christian faith, and you do that so incredibly well. If you need a pick-me-up or a life makeover, Trish is your gal. That review made me smile. Thank you, sweet sister. And then if you're not acknowledging that there aren't many people who are in this personal development world who talk about faith as well, I'm very prayerful about how I present that because I want to serve people of all faiths, but I'm ever never going to apologize for the faith that I have in Jesus and that I hope other people experience as well. And so thank you for the feedback that the balance is there. That's encouraging to me. So thank you for that. And you guys, just a quick announcement. I know that one of the most challenging things to our self-confidence is and especially in relation to today when we're talking about how to ask for something big. Well, why don't we the main reason we don't ask for what we really want is we're not afraid of the no. We're afraid of what people are going to think for us even asking. And that leads me to say, I've reopened my masterclass, my online masterclass. We can call it a webinar, we can call it a masterclass, whatever makes you get excited about it. But I've reopened that on how to stop caring about what other people think. That's right. How to stop caring what people think. And you can get that access to that at trishblackwell.com/class. Please jump in and let's work together. I'm going to teach you the three simple things that you need to do right now to really be free from caring what people think. Because when you're really free from caring what they think, that's when you can start asking for what you really want out of life and the opportunities to create. We create our own opportunities by asking for what we want. Here's bottom line. If you want to achieve greatness, we've got to stop asking for permission. I've got us ready for some quotes today. I did some research. I'm a quote girl. I used to keep a journal as a kid that was like my quotes journal. And so this was obviously right when the internet was coming out, before you could just Google quotes. Like, they were like precious to me. So that's why I sprinkle them in when I can. Zig Ziglar said, the first step to getting what you want is to have the courage to get rid of what you don't. Now, y'all, these are so good. I'm going to read each one twice. The first step to getting what you want is to have the courage to get rid of what you don't. Wayne Dyer said, go for it now. The future is promised to no one. So now's the time. Go for it now. The future is promised to no one. Martin Freeman said, I'm a big believer that life changes as much as you want it to, right? We're in charge of the life of it changing. As much as you want it to change, that's how much it will change. Rudyard Kipling said, no, not getting what you want either means you don't want it enough, or you've been dealing too long with a price that you have to pay. So not getting what you want either means you don't want it enough, you haven't gone all in, or you've been dealing too long with a price that you have to pay. You're not willing to put in the cost that it's going to, that change in what you want is really worth. Amelia Earhart said, the most effective way to do it is to do it. Right? So we sometimes try to strategize and come up with all these great things. The most effective way to do it is to do it. Diana Ross said, you can't just sit there and wait for people to give you that golden dream. You have to go out there and make it happen for yourself. So ask, right? Go and do. Sarah Ben Brethnot said, the world needs dreams and the world needs doers. The world needs dreamers and the world needs doers. But above all, the world needs dreamers who do. And then finally, Norman Vincent Peale said the great secret of getting what you want from life is to know what you want and to believe you can have it. So first off, we need to identify what we want. Know what you want. Believe that you can have it. Now, next step, confidence comes in. Take a risk. Ask for it. We don't need to be risk averse anymore when we know that there's nothing really to lose. The worst somebody can say is a no. And when you're free of what people might think, you're not attached to, well, how dare they ask for that? Or who was she to think that she could launch that business or write a book? Or you're not worried about that. So you start asking for opportunities. You start asking for pathways to open. It's a pretty beautiful thing because fundamentally, we only get in life what we have the courage to ask for. Because we don't get what we deserve, we get what we design. I'm going to say that one again. That's a Trish Blackwell for you. We don't get what we deserve, we get what we design. And one of my dear mentors, Kim Dickhut, who has been on the show in the past, she's one of the first people in the corporate world, corporate fitness world, taught me that how to give myself a raise. She helped me increase my income in my 20s from, you know, she doubled my income essentially because she taught me as a female leader that I would never get paid what they thought I was deserving. I would only get paid what I was willing to ask for. So we don't get paid what we deserve. We get paid what we ask for. It's confidence, guys, at the root is being able to get what you want in life and in your relationships and in your career and in your opportunities, or at least ask for what you want so that you're expressing it and you're showing up for yourself authentically. So, and if you had, I should have bookmarked this note and said it about a minute ago, but if those quotes resonated with you and you're driving, or maybe you're out mowing the lawn or gardening right now, you want to read them over, go to my show notes. You can always get my show notes at my website. And that one for today's episode is going to be found at trishblackwell.com/393. The link to our how to stop caring what people think webinar is also in there. So you can go ahead and, again, that link is trishblackwell.com/class. But what have you been, so first off, what have you been waiting to happen? Are you asking big? Are you going big or not? And if you aren't, are you waiting for permission? Are you waiting to be called out? Are you waiting to feel ready? Are you waiting for someone to tell you that you're enough, or that you're qualified, or you are smart enough, or schooled enough, or pretty enough? Are you waiting for the quote unquote right time? Or are you waiting for other reasons? And other reasons might be, you know, I'm not supposed to ask. Who am I to think that I could? Why would they discount that for me? Why would they give me a promotion and not somebody else? They just don't do that. We make large gaping statements that we think are all inclusive. Other reasons we don't ask is we think, does that opportunity even exist? We also worry, what if they think I'm pushy? Will I come off arrogant or ungrateful? And you guys, those are all really valid, but here's the deal. If maybe you want to ask for a raise or an opportunity or a chance or for a mentor or for a discount or for help or for support, or like Ellie, for chocolate milk for breakfast, you will only get it if you dare to ask for it. And maybe it feels hard, or you feel lazy, or you've convinced yourself that your woe is me storyline is just too strong. Because that's the thing. Sometimes we think, well, you know, nothing happens good for me, and it must be nice to be so-and-so. And, you know, I just don't have I don't have good luck. You create your own luck. You create luck by asking, by daring to believe that things could be different. And so whatever it might be, if you stay in that place, you're only ensuring that nothing will happen. And so let's talk about briefly, how do you figure out what you want? How do you know what you want? You guys might think this is too simplified answered, but it's a journaling. Journal. Get in the presence of God. Pray. Ask for guidance. Ask for wisdom. Pay attention. We work on a lot of this in the College of Confidence with our students, but it just takes some time. And wrestle with it. Figure out, what is it that I actually want? I want to be happier. Okay, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it look like? And if you're unsatisfied in your career, is it because of the income you're making, or is it because you're not feeling fulfilled, or because maybe you just have a bad attitude coming to it? What is it that you want to see change? Then once you identify what you want, that's how you start to go next level with your ask. Let me walk you guys through the steps. I wanted to keep this a simple step-by-step process for you. Is step one, step two, step three, step four. So step one is that, is what is it that you actually want? And most people don't know what they want because they're so afraid of being disappointed that they won't even give themselves permission to think of all their possibilities and potential. And so being emotionally and creatively brave with yourself is how you figure this out. And I want you to ask yourself this question and just write this down today. And you go, well, I can just say it out loud. No, there's something different when you write. Here are the questions I want you to write out. What is it that I actually want? And now, by the way, this might be, what is it that I actually want in my relationship? What is it that I actually want in my job? Maybe you're going more, mega as you think about this. What is it what I want in life? What is it I want for 10 years from now? You can go very, super small focused on a specific area of your life, or you can go with the broader vision. But what is it that I actually want? What is it that will increase my happiness or satisfaction or contentment or fulfillment? You choose the word that resonates the most to you. And then finally, what is it that will make me feel deeply rooted and significantly progressing? When we feel like we're growing, we feel good. Because when we're growing, we're going. So again, the questions I want you to ask yourself, what is it that I actually want? And again, I want you to write these out. What is it that will increase my happiness? And what is it that will make me feel deeply rooted and significantly progressing? Okay, so that's step one. Step two, here it is. Ask yourself this question. What are you not asking for and you're simply waiting for and hoping for? Okay, so this was something it was a hard pill for me to swallow for a couple of years because I wanted things that I wasn't asking for. And I thought, and I had a lot of reasons and justifications of why I wasn't doing that, but I had to do some soul reflecting and figure out what I've thought wasn't available to me that actually might be. So when I came off of an abusive relationship, I went from an abusive relationship to to a sexual assault that almost took my life by a stranger. So let's say I had like double whammy trauma in a 6-month period back to back. I didn't think that a beautiful, life-giving, godly marriage was even in the cards for me. Right? So in order to meet my husband, in order for us to create the family that we have and have this really opportunity to live out this beautiful life that I'm getting to experience, I had to get past thinking that that wasn't available, asking for a quality relationship and actually stepping into it, right? Like other things, mate, what are you hoping is going to happen? Because me hoping for stuff doesn't make it happen. It just makes me resentful and jealous of others who are getting what I think I want, but I'm not willing to even ask for. What I'm asking for, I know in business, a lot of you who listen are growing your platform or your business or your just increasing your position in the company you work for. And you're feeling disappointed that somebody else got promoted every year, you. But did you ask for the promotion? You might think, well, maybe I wasn't actually fully qualified. So ask anyways, ask to apply anyways, right? Or if you're growing your business and you look around and you're like, well, why am I not getting the sales I want? Well, are you asking for purchases? Are you doing a call to action, a CTA all the time? I mean, it's repetition. It's not fun, by the way, to promote all the time, but the nature of an online business is that you're going to have to do that. You guys, I mean, you see it in my business. Please know, I don't love doing it. But in order to get your services out there, you've got to tell people about it. You've got to ask for it, right? I wanted to grow. I wanted to get free from all the gunk of my eating disorder, but I wasn't asking for help. I mean, I was, but I wasn't, right? In order to get free, I had to get coaching. I had to get mentors. I had to get therapy. I had to take it seriously. I had to ask and actually accept. So anyway, so step two is really going, okay, what am I not actually asking for that I think that I am, but I'm actually not? All right, step number three is just ask, because you literally will never know what an answer is unless you ask. Ask for more than what you want and are comfortable asking for. That's your challenge today. I want you to ask for what you're, so if you want to ask for $10,000 raise, I want you to ask for $15,000 raise. If you want to ask for, I mean, this relates to relationships. This relates to time with your friends. This relates to all sorts of things, but I want you to be uncomfortable asking and more than you are only because, asking is going to feel awkward. So if you know that and you know, well, am I even asking for more than I even want? Then the worst thing is that they'll come down, right? It's negotiating. It's like buying a car. There's a negotiation. Everything in life is a negotiation and it's figure outable. You know, I have a client, I hope you're listening. She and I, I'm doing this episode because of our conversation was so powerful and I loved it so much about showing up and asking next level and getting to that next level with influence and in a career and with friends. And I just challenged her. I said, and she's a people pleaser and she's used to doing a lot for other people, but not asking for things back. And I said, listen, I always give my clients homework. I've got a homework assignment for you and it's going to make you ridiculously uncomfortable. I want you to ask your two best friends to send you a present. And like, that feels selfish and arrogant, but like, and explain. I said, you can blame it on me and say, you know, my confidence coach, my life coach is making me ask you something ridiculous, but will you just send me a $10, like, I'm thinking about you gift on Amazon, like something? Because the worst thing they can say is no. Most of the time people are going, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And if you do it, if you practice this concept with people that you love, I mean, your ability to communicate in all your relationships will improve. You know, one thing in the life coaching space, people have recommended you go into a Starbucks and say, hey, can I have a discount on my coffee today? And they're like, what? Like, who asks for a discount at Starbucks? Nobody. But why not? And really more, it's not to get the discount, but to get you comfortable asking for something you might not think you can get. I've done that with people who have reached out to me for some of my higher ticketed items in coaching programs and said, look, I know this is this much money. I only have this much. This is ridiculous, but could I get a discount? And I'm like, 9 times out of 10, I go, yes, because you asked. And I want to honor a meal of an integrity when I talk about this principle and this concept that you literally never know unless you ask. So, and step number 4, so ask, be bold and be big and know it's uncomfortable, but like, it will take 5 seconds. Like it's 5 seconds of awkward. After that, incredible potential, right? So we're really only looking at like 5 to 10, 5, maybe 15 seconds of like, this is kind of awkward, but do you mind if I ask you this? Step 4 is to release expectations. We need to depersonalize the potential of a no. Embrace in sales the same concept. This is a really helpful concept for any of you who are in sales. And this is where I really practiced this when I was refining my sales process as I was working as a fitness director, overseeing a staff of about 40 trainers. We had a $1.5 million a year personal training business. And yeah, we celebrated every no. A no is not a failure. Every no that you get, especially in sales and asking in any concept, is selling. Every no that you get is the no that will get you to the yes that you need. So I celebrate no's because a no is like, well, at least I asked. Hey, so I need a certain, there's a statistical standard here that at some point I will get a yes, right? Statistically speaking, all opportunity is a numbers game, all of it. So my challenge to you today is to pick something that you've been afraid to ask for and go for it. I want you to go all in. If you can't think of something, here's some ideas. Ask for a discount on something you've been wanting. Be bold enough to be okay to ask to receive a no. You could ask someone to write you a testimonial. You could ask somebody for their recipe. You could ask someone to send you a small gift. You could ask someone for a discount. You could ask someone for help. You could ask someone for an opportunity. You could ask someone for advice. You could ask someone that you're in a relationship with for an extra hour of just quality time. Like whatever I want you to just pay attention to what are you avoiding? You know, just go ask, right? And when we depersonalize the no, there's so much freedom where you at least, it's not failure. There's no risk here. If you don't ask, you're going to live a life at the level of disappointment. You're always going to be disappointed because you're going to know you never actually even asked to see if you could create something that you craved. And so if you're going to be disappointed if you don't ask, and there's a possibility of disappointment if you get a no when you ask, it's actually safer to be risky and go for the ask. Because if you go for the ask and maybe this is no, maybe say yes, maybe the opportunity doesn't come out for you, or maybe it does, maybe it flops and fails, or maybe it flourishes, there's still a potential that you got the good on there. If you don't even ask, you're guaranteeing yourself disappointment. So that's a way to think about it, right? For sure. Now, if you want to go next level with your ask, if this episode has particularly resonated with you, you're going to want to go fully in depth with our newest course in the College of Confidence. You'll get access to our full 4 coaching videos and accompanying worksheets, plus maybe even more importantly, community conversation, a live coaching call on this concept, and personal support from me around pushing you to start asking for more in your life. It's less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day to be part of the College of Confidence. Get started today. Become an official student of mine at collegeofconfidence.com. By the way, it's canceled at any time. This coaching program, this community is my heart and soul. And I really, truly believe it's the most cost-effective and effective online coaching available. So check it out, collegeofconfidence.com. Guys, we're going to close out today. I hope that you're ready for a big ask. Hey, and that's a big ask for me. Asking doesn't always have to be scary. And some of you are going to say yes to that ask of, hey, come join the College of Confidence. I think it's the perfect next step. If you love the podcast, the College of Confidence blows the podcast out of the water. So I say that ask. And as you hear, some of you are going to say, no, I can't right now. And some of you are going to say, okay, yeah, sure. And if you say no, it's okay. And if you say yes, that's okay. So there's no risk in me saying, hey, come, right? So a great example of like, look, I just want you to explore this week of how asking is interplayed in our life. It's very interesting when you slow down and pay attention. All right, our listener of the episode is somebody, Meg, off of Instagram. She said, hey, Trish, I have to tell you that I listened to your podcast for the first time last week after desperately searching confidence in the Apple Podcasts. I loved every minute of it and found myself listening to another episode immediately afterwards. I struggle with confidence, and I heard that women gain their confidence in their 30s. So I was disappointed when I didn't magically become confident overnight, and I turned 30 this month. Which is hilarious because, don't we all want that magic pill, right? But I gotta say, the fact that you found the podcast, maybe this is your magic pill. And as a fellow May baby, I say happy birthday to you, sweet sister. Anyways, I did something simple but completely out of character for me this past Friday. I listened to your podcast to muster up the courage to apply for a job that I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough for. I emailed the leader of the position and also forwarded the email to my boss, letting her know that I applied. It's for the same company but different department and higher role. You really helped me out this week, and I hope that this can give you some sort of encouragement by keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, Meg. And Meg, she is keeping me updated. So I'm super excited. I'm still cheering you on. I hope that opportunity really works out. But again, now that you've heard this episode if it works out, amazing. If it doesn't, great. Let's ask for the next opportunity that comes up. And the more you step in, asking is confident. The more you step into these roles of asking, the more confidently you will appear to others. And the more confidently you appear to others, the more people respond to you in that way, which then confirms and affirms the growing seeds of confidence within you, and you'll start feeling it. It's a very cool process. So I'm super, super excited that you gave me that you just, girl, you took to heart exactly what we're talking about today, and that's badass. That's amazing. And guys, I wanted to point out, she and I connected on Instagram. I am becoming much more active on Insta right now. I'm still on Facebook, of course, Trish Blackwell Coaching, but on Instagram, it's Trish_Blackwell. Come hang out. I'd love to see you there. All right, guys, be a friend. Sharing is caring. Share this episode with your friends, especially if you're in a business of sales where this would benefit people in your company or on your team or anyone you know that wants to ask for more in life. Guys, go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.